Sunday, so there's not that many questions. But on Yom Kippur, we think we know what we're doing, and therefore it raises problems. We're supposed to do tshuva, right? So to do tshuva, and the Rambam already explains, Hilchos tshuva, there's four parts to tshuva. There's vidoy, charata, kabbalah asid, aziva sachet. You need those four things. Anyone's missing, there's no tshuva. The question is anybody who's already, if you haven't started, now might be the time to start. You sat down and you wrote your list of all the things you have to do tshuva for. You go back, you look over the year, you see all the things that you need to do tshuva for. So you write them down. So let's say you've got
long list,
okay? Don't know how long your list is, but whatever, however long your list is, 365 days, you did one or two avodas a day, it comes to about seven, whatever. It's okay. So there's things that you have to do tshuva for. So you start. So on Yom Kippur, we know there's many vidois. Lots of vidois, all the possible, covers all the angles, right? There's charata. I'm not going to enter charata now, but charata doesn't mean that you beat yourself to death. You have to be able to have charata and be besimcha. If you can't have charata and still be besimcha, that's not charata, that's something else. That's not charata. Charata is to be besimcha. Split second, maybe you're not feeling besimcha, but if you're coming away, charata doesn't mean feeling bad. You're not supposed to feel bad. Charata means you realize and recognize it wasn't worth doing this avail. But charata doesn't mean that I'm miserable. If you're miserable to start with, it doesn't matter. But if you're miserable after having done charata, that wasn't charata. That's something else. Charata is a healthy sense of recognizing what you did wasn't worthwhile. You bought a business and it went bankrupt. You realize that lo yashave, lo shave lan. Then there's aziva sachet. You have to completely leave go the chet on all of them, kneirah, right? And you have to have a kabbalah lahaba. You have to take a kabbalah on never to do them again, all of them, right? So if that's fine and you can do that and that's what you've done in the past, go learn Gemara. Don't waste your time here. Mamash bittles man for you to be here. If you managed to do that in the past and there's not a problem for you, leave. Why are you all still here? Have you never done tshuva before? Have you never done tshuva before in Yom Kippur? That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. Okay. So to address this problem, so Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chut Shani, in his Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos v'Chanukah, and he has Shmiras Halosh in this new edition as well. I've never seen this one before. In a couple of places. Yeah, and later on, I couldn't find it where it is later on, but it's down there somewhere. I know it's in two or three places in the Sefer. But at the beginning here, he discusses and raises this problem, and he gives a halachic answer, which we discussed last year, and people found it helpful, and they asked me to do it again, so I'm going to do it again. Okay. Kosel says in Parshas Netzavim, V'shofta ad V'shamata b'koyla, you must return up to Hashem, and you must listen to His voice. Everything that I'm mitzavim, you have to listen to and you have to do. Varamba Mehilchus Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So you can't say you never got there. Because in the beginning. Kosov, Kol Mitzvah Shebetoyr V'chulim, Over Adam Alachas Mem, Bein Bezodon, Bein Beshgogo. If you were over one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, whether you did it, Bezodon, Kashiyase Tshuva V'yishuv Michotoy, Chayev Lizvodos Lifnei Akel Baruchu. When you come to the Tshuva, you have to have a confession. Vidui. In front of Hashem. Shenema isho isha kiyasi mikol chatas hodam limoil me'alba yizvado es chatom chatosom ashe osu ze vidui dvorim ve vidui ze mitzvahs ase. It's a mitzvahs ase, the raisa vidui bepe bepirish Hashem b'amrsham in the second perik in Halacha Beis umaya tshuva. Who? What is tshuva? Everyone wants to know what tshuva is. Yoni de Yoyma שיעזוב אחוי תחותוי וישראין ממחשבויסו ויגמול ליבו שלא יעשו עוד. You have to leave the sin aside and you have to complete in your head, you have to think and be gmar leiv, then you're never going to do it again. Never going to do it again. וכן יסנחם על שעובר, and then you have to have יסנחם, you have to have regret over what you did. וייד עליו, and then Hashem will testify, וייד עליו יודעת עלומויס, שלא יישוב לזה החיק לאילה. the knower of all secrets, Yodaya Ta'alumois. He's going to point out now, this is the big chiddush here, he doesn't say Yodaya Asidois, that he knows the future. He doesn't say that Hashem knows the future, he knows he's never going to do this yet. It says Yodaya Ta'alumois, he knows the hidden secrets, that you're never going to do this again. Not the secrets, the hidden things. And you have to then articulate with your mouth the things that you've completed in your heart. On Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha and Kapora for Klal Yisrael, how do you make mitzvahs tshuva? The rice on Yom Kippur is it's in the machzer. We've got all the al-chet shechatanu lefanecha. That's all the viduim, and that's how we do tizina. So everybody knows what they have to do. You have to write out a list of all the avodas you've done, bein bezod and bein b'shgoga. You have to confess them in front of Hashem. No one else. Could be also to even tell anybody else. It's a shala asking if somebody want to tell anybody. You have to then get it clear in your head that you're never going to do this again. Stop doing it. Never do it again. And have some kind of yitnachem, some kind of charata about having done it. And on Yom Kippur you come and you do the vidus, the al-chaitz, and that's it. And you've done your makayim and mitzvahs tshuva. So what's the problem? It's easy, right? What's hard about that? The problem is you're standing up on Yom Kippur and you are lying in front of Hashem on Yom Kippur. And you know you're doing it. And Bochrim have come to me and told me, Nimasli Yom Kippur, I need lo yochol. I can't anymore. I'm standing in front of Hashem, I'm lying, and I know I'm lying because I know I'm going to do this again. Because there's no ways I can't do it again. So who am I lying to? Anybody ever had this feeling? Anybody know what I'm talking about? The things you've been doing for 50 years, you're coming, you're telling Hashem, I'm never going to do it again. And Hashem knows you're never going to do it again, and He'll testify you'll never do it again, and you are chet shechatanu, and at the tshuva, and you come out of Yom Kippur feeling, I don't want to say the words. And when you have the shofar on Elul, you know, Yom Kippur's coming in 40 days' time, and to talk about it. But that's the hagosha that we have. And it's a valid kasha. How do you do tshuva on Yom Kippur? How do you do tshuva ever? You know you're going to do it again. You know you're going to do it again. What's the proof?
Do it again.
Because you have a bit of a memory. And you know when you're faced with 50 or 60 or 70 things that need urgent change, okay, you're only allowed to take on one Kabbalah. Your results alanta only allows you to take on one Kabbalah. If you want to take on more than one, go ask a shala. I once asked my Rav if I could take on more than one. He said it's an aveira. He didn't say to me it's not a good idea. He didn't say to me it's not advised. He told me it's an aveira. It's an aveira. It's an aveira. I don't know what the aveira is, but he told me it's an aveira. So okay, I got the message. The result Alanta says you should take on one thing and one thing only. Only one Kabbalah. So then one second. What about all the other things? Where's the Kabbalah for everything else? Mabaya. What's on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? No, Kabbalah on Yom Kippur. Forget about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is over already. If you did what you did on Rosh Hashanah, you're very worried because now you know who the king is. Okay. Whether that's correct or not, I don't know. But that's on each Aveira you need a Kabbalah loss. But the problem is I can only change one thing at a time. And I can only change one small aspect of that thing. So what am I going to do here? I'm facing a real serious halachic problem here. There's not a shkofik problem. There's a proper halachic issue. That's why it's written in the halacha sefer. This needs a lot of thought, says Rav Nissen. Vidui hu bitoi sheshov michoto v'oizev v'schet she'osa ba'ofa. Aval adayin chosek kan chelik ikri mi'ikri atshuva v'kabola losit. I got up there, I said, Davidoy, I have the charota, the loshovelan, I know it's not worth doing it, we must leave it, I wish I could stop, but I need a chol. Aziva sachet on Yom Kippur, you have complete aziva sachet, nobody's doing chatoim on Yom Kippur. But where's the Kabbalah lost it? Gumashakosva Rambam Shamul, Oilam Einu Chayzel Adovaze, on there to this thing again. And you know you can't say that because you know you don't have the kalim not to come back to it. You never even started working on this problem yet. Fine, so now start working on it. I'll never speak Lashon Hara again. That's it. Speak Lashon Hara again. See, I did it. I'm never going to come back again. That's my Kabbalah. You know that you've been spending the last 3 hours every day for Lashon Hara. You know that a bit of juicy news is going to come around. You know that you're going to tell your next door neighbor. You can't not. I'm never speaking Lashon Hara. You don't even have a plan to stop speaking Lashon Hara. If you wanted to stop speaking Lashon Hara, what would your Kabbalah look like? Just on an aside. This was an Eitzah we gave people, I think, 2 years ago, a year ago. People, Mamash, got enormous out of this. Let's say your problem. No one here has the problem, that's why it's a good thing to use. Let's say your problem is Lashon Hara. You have a serious problem with Lashon Hara, yeah? What would you do to change it? So what's the Eitzah given? And it's a good Eitzah, I'm not saying not, but I've got a better one. We don't speak Lashon Hara for 1 hour a day. Half an hour a day, 20 minutes a day. From 4 to 5 in the morning, we don't speak Lashon Hara. The teenagers tell you, yeah, but that's prime time. You know, the 15-year-old, your 15-year-old daughter says, 3 to 5 in the morning? What are you talking about? You know, I'll do 1 to 2 in the afternoon. That's when I'm sleeping. You know. So you can do that. It's nice. And it has a koyach. There's no question. It doesn't have a koyach, but I've got a better answer for you. Take on to learn one halacha of Lashon Hara every day. Forget about not speaking Lashon Hara. Speak as much as you want. Speak as much as you want. You're not going to stop. Someone will phone you and you've got to do, you tell them, phone me back in half an hour. Talk now, it's my hour. No, that's good. There's a power in that as well. You're able to delay speaking Lashon Hara for half an hour. It's gewaldig. But you'll speak a lot less Lashon Hara in the year if you take on to learn one halacha of Hilchos Lashon Hara or two. Go through the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva Seder, let's say. Even one. I mentioned Rosh Hashanah yesterday, the two halachas a day, the way he goes, he's got it broken down in the Chofetz Chaim Seder that come with the mentioned Rosh Hashanah's calendar. I don't know Rosh Hashanah. There's a cycle that starts on Rosh Hashanah. The cycle that started now. And then it runs like you go through two or three cycles a year following. It's two halachas a day, basically. And they usually have the dates. Look in the Chofetz Chaim, the new ones have got the dates there. You take on to learn one or two halachas of Shmiras HaLoshon a day. I promise you now you'll speak a lot less Lashon Hara during the year than if you take on not to speak Lashon Hara. Because you're doing something about it. Forcing yourself not to speak Lashon Hara. So you're going to force yourself. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day. You have to be clever when it comes to beating Yetzer Hara. There were some Bochrim in America working on not speaking Lashon Hara. Battling it this way, Kabbalah's that way, fighting, not speaking Lashon Hara. I am Atzliya. So went to Rav Pam. What did Rav Pam say to them? Have you ever thought about working on Avos Yisrael? You can beat your head against the wall against Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is not your problem. If you love someone, you don't speak bad about them. So maybe start working on a bit on Avos Yisrael. Spend 1 minute a day thinking about how you love your neighbor. Look at his qualities. Analyze him. See what problems he's got. Maybe he's not such a nudnik. Maybe the story you're telling really... Work on Avos Yisrael. Forget about Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is not your problem. Your problem is you don't have any Avos Yisrael. You have to get into the kishkas of what your problem is. It's very easy to come and beat your head against the wall and Lashon Hara and Lashon Hara and Lashon Hara. I'm never getting angry again. That's it. I got angry last year twice and I'm never getting angry again. But you know you're going to get angry again. The first minute anybody pushes your buttons, you know you're going to flip. So what do you work on? Well, I'm never going to get angry again. You know, I'm really going to rev it up. It's not going to work. Okay. But we have a problem. What about, that's how the Kabbalah should look. But where's the Kabbalah and all the Avayrus? That's one thing I've done. One thing I've got. What about the other stuff? Oid kosuv sham v'yigmo b'livet shul yasoid. And you have to have gemiris alev that you're never going to do it again? Ze chenek noisev michel ka tshuva ve'echad aziv esachet. V'davan Yosef, Kabbalah Lasid, Kamuvur Lemain, B'divrei Rambam, K'moshe Kosev Rani Yoina, Arei Tzarich Lebateh B'Sov Zolayma, and Yuz Eruv Shekma B'Livo. You have to say this again. I'm never going to do this again. So where's the Kabbalah Lasid? You're lacking the Kabbalah Lasid. That's the cash and that's the problem. That's what the child hopefully will try and solve you now. The Yesh Loina, the Kabbalah Lasid. This is one thing. I've heard other things. We'll try and discuss them all. Mekayimim b'zeh she'imrim b'nusach ha'tfile b'yom kippur. If you look in your magzeh, it says, v'tein b'libeinu la'azer derech roshe v'chish lanu yesha. There's a tfila. We say that there's another place where we say similar. We say, hirotzom milchamecho, she'lo yech to'oid. We ask Hashem, we shouldn't sin again. What do you ask Hashem, we shouldn't sin again for? You've just done tshuva. You're not at the end of the chatamis. You've done tshuva, you've done charoti, you've done aziv sechet, tabala laba, and I saying Hashem, might be a will that I don't sin again. What do you do with Hashem? Maybe my will that I don't sin again. Hashem's will is you shouldn't sin. What may be your will? It's the same idea. It's the same idea. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that I shouldn't sin again. That's the Kabbalah lasi. And he explains what that means. Nobody wants to do the Zaveiras again. You're standing there wanting to do them again, it's not going to work. Nobody wants to do the Zaveiras again. I don't want to get angry again. I don't want to steal again. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. I don't want to have money, I say. I need lo yachol. He doesn't want to. So he's gemar b'libo, I don't want to do this anymore. Adam Shemakiris Atzmoy, the people we recognize ourselves, hopefully. The Choshev, Choshesh Laftiach B'Svos of Ala Osid, Shemala Yamu Bafta Choser. He's scared to make a promise about the future because he says, Shema, he's being nice, okay. Maybe I won't be able to keep my promise. And I'm not going to keep my promise. He says, maybe I won't. Maybe some things, yes, for sure. There's a special tefillah with Mesakin in the tefillah, the Musaf HaTefillah. It wasn't just because of this generation, the Shvach generation. This is the ancient Knesset HaGadol, whoever wrote the Nusach of the tefillah, put into the tefillah. And that's how you Mekayim Hilchos Kabbalah La'asid. You don't want to do this again. That you have to come to on your own. I don't want to do this again. Lo shavalanu. If you had a shmek of charota, then you don't want to do it again. Otherwise, why do you have charota? Correct? Lo shavalanu. It wasn't worth it, so I don't want to do it again. But I know myself. There's a special tefillah. A special tefillah. Retain belibeinu la'azav derech rosh v'chish lanu yesh. Hashem, help me, please, to leave this evil path. Shelo yechta oy, whatever the nusach of the tefillah is. Leze tiknu lani levakesh litpalel. You have to mevakesh, you have to daven shekolosh boruch hu liten lani. That Hashem will give us hakoyach vaefsharut. That Hashem will enable us to keep our promise. Leze tiknu lani levakesh litpalel boruch hu liten lezakoyach vaefsharut lechaim. Es kol ma shekibel atzmei beliboy. Everything that you was makabel upon yourself, beliboy, you have to dive into Hashem to help because you can't do it on your own. V'gam zeh b'chal kabbalah la'asid. And that's included in kabbalah la'asid. Dafka ein kan kabbalah mufureshes. It's not kabbalah mufureshes. I'm not hanging on a kabbalah never to do this again because I know I'm lying. I'm going to do it again. Or I know I may do it again. Mikol mokom. Kol shehich beliboy shelo yishuv lechotov. Everybody in his heart makes a decision, I don't want to go back to this sin. And he'll plead and daven with his mouth. That's from Shemayim that help him to withstand and to keep his gmar beliboy. Shapi have a kabbalah la'asid. This is the Poisek Ador talking, not some Hasidish Rebbe giving a hashkafish here. Shape avi kabbalah la'asid. Lefi shelefi achlotosoi beliboy kerega ze zu hi achlota itanem chazok v'shelo yoshuv rak shemakesh eze min shumai shiyama ze megam osid. Right now he has a achlota. I don't want to do this again. Only thing is, he knows. So he has a tefillah that Hashem should help him in the future. V'gam ay brings it down here as well. V'gam ze gam ma shemitpalim v'vakshim hi rotzoin v'lofanecha shelo ech te'oid. That's what I saw. I knew I'd seen it somewhere. Didn't make it up. Shelo yechta oed. You just finished the whole confession with Aziva Sachit and Kabbalah La'asid and Charata, and you say, Hashem, don't want to sin again. Well, what are you playing games? No, because you know after the Al Chetche Ketana Lefanecha, you don't know where you're holding. You don't know if you can keep your promises. So you daven to Hashem, please. Dainu Shav She'en Zu Avtocha Kabbalah Lebeta Besvosov. It's Masha Babeli boy. This is not a key, this is not what the Rambam says, that once you've got a Gemar live, you've made a decision, you're never going to do this again, you have to articulate, I'm never going to do this again. This is not a key of that. Because Malcolm Kivan Shit Palel Yehirotsoin, the Hainu Shezro Lamoy Bachletosoi Beliboy, Areze Bechala Kabbalah Osid. That's called Kabbalah Osid. There's no Kabbalah Osid here. Says Rav Nissen, that's a key of the Kabbalah Osid. שלא יחטא עוד. Help me, Hashem, please. I know how weak I am. I know what my problems are. I know what my track record is. If you plug this into the computer and ask for a prediction, the computer will give you the same prediction it gave you last year and the year before. And I'm going to do this again. That's going to never ask you for help. But I'm asking you, because I know that I can't help me. Once again, you have to take on one Kabbalah. We'll discuss what that one Kabbalah does now. Amnon kol ze mol rak im izboinen ba'atzmo shebehem ez roitze l'shuf. There's one condition to make this work. You have to have really checked yourself out and you really want to do tshuva. Im loich patli, or ali lo mivin, so what do I do so bad? Hashem really cares if I... What is Hashem... No, we're talking about somebody who... Mizboinen ba'atzmo shebehem ez roitze l'shuf. Ubehemez goyme beliboy. And imamish, he doesn't want to do this again. אבל אם עדיין החליט בליבו שזה רצוין לו, ואם אתם בלי ללעז את דרך ראשה, if you haven't decided for yourself, you don't want to do this avail again, you're ambivalent about it, you don't mind, oh my God, well, maybe, what? I don't mind, what's a big deal? Yeah? You don't want to not do it again, you know you can't not, but you don't want to, you want to, or you want to not want to, you know what I'm talking about? You want to do tshuva, you want to learn Torah, you know? If you have that at least, if you don't have that, so then what are you saying? Please, the same Billy Bailu Laza Derek Rosha. You've done nothing yourself. You're not, Hashem, you take care of it. We learned that when we learned Hilchus Betochen, I don't know if you remember, we give all our ruchniistic obligations, we have Betochen that Hashem will take care of it. And all the physical things that we have no control over, that we have to take control of. We have to work 18 hours a day for Panosa, and well, what about Tfila? What about learning? No, Hashem Yazor. It's exactly the opposite. the things you're responsible for, you don't have, the Chavisul Avob says you have betochen for those things, you're a tipesh, you're a fool. You're betochen. Yeah, I'm not worried about my ruchness, Hashem loves me, everything's fine. When it comes to the Gashmes, oh no, they need no betochen, they have to work 45 hours a day. Yeah, it's betochen in the Gashmes, the ruchness, he knows he's responsible for. But if you don't do anything yourself, so what do you want Hashem to help you? Then he doesn't have Kabbalah Lasin, he doesn't have, he's missing 25% of the Ikrei Tshuva, he wasn't Yotzi Tshuva. Yerotchen Sheniskele, the Masha Kosov, Hashivena, Shemelechem, and Hashuva, Chadesh Yemenu Kakedem, which we all was Eicha to that, Omein Vomein. Okay, so what comes out of this is Moyed. Moyed. It's a Mamasha lifesaver. Go through your list, choose one thing. Take a Kabbalah on for that one thing, make it manageable. There's three categories where we take our Kabbalahs from. The one category is things that are very easy to do. The second category is things which we can do but are very hard. And the third category is things that are impossible. We're not ready for them. We're not going to do them. We know we're not going to do them. So where do you choose your Kabbalah from? The third one. Everybody takes on a Kabbalah that's impossible. And then after like a week or two, they say, oh, it's impossible, and then it's gone. Hopefully, Baruch Chodesh Cheshvan is still doing it. Hopefully, by Chanukah. Most people after Chanukah are not keeping their Kabbalahs. There are people that mamash today are still holding by the Kabbalah that they took on last Yom Kippur. And it's the most beautiful feeling. You come into Yom Kippur, I had a good year, I kept my Kabbalah. Now, why is this Kabbalah so important? He doesn't mention it. Yeah, he mentioned it somewhere else. I heard this from Rabban. I've gone into this very carefully. I'll be a locker now. That one Kabbalah you take on, together with everything else you have to do, is what's going to activate the Kabbalah for all the other avodas you've done. If you took on no Kabbalahs, then you're playing a game. Rabbi Sultan Hunter says you take on one Kabbalah. You didn't take on any Kabbalahs. No, because Rabbi Nissen says, I don't have to take on Kabbalahs, I just got to dive into Hashem, that he'll take care of it. Now you got to do something. You got to take on one Kabbalah. Most of us want to take on more than one Kabbalah, but you want to take on one Kabbalah. That one Kabbalah is your entire Yom Kippur. When you start wavering a month or two or three after Yom Kippur, stop and say to yourself, one second, my whole Yom Kippur is riding on this Kabbalah. And the Mechazek says to get back into it again. Being matzliach in the Kabbalah doesn't mean you did it every day. Let's say you took on to learn one halacha of Lashon Hara every day. Yeah, the days you missed, the days it didn't go so well, you overslept, you had to... The Ikaron over the year, you look back, you're in a much better position, Klapa Lush and Hora, than you were the year before. You got 80%, 75%, 60%. Yeah, that's fantastic. If you're not managing very early on in your Kabbalah, you took on too much, cut it down. You took on 5 minutes, it was too long. You're not keeping your 5 minutes, whatever it was, you know, like the middle of Cheshvan, you took on too much, cut it down to 2.5 minutes. I once heard of Avigdor Miller give a suggestion. Erev Yom Kippur, he was talking to his kehila, and they were choshev the Talmud Chachamim in that kehila. He was giving them a suggestion for a Kabbalah. Just to put into perspective, we're talking about an Adam Godel, Ma'od, one of the Gedolei Israel, who learned in Slobodka, he knew all of this stuff, and he had a davened by him once with his Balabatim. We were choshev the Talmud Chachamim in that shul. He wasn't talking to a bunch of, you know, new guys that just crawled in off the wall. These were serious, serious guys. They were davening Maariv at 10 o'clock at night in New York. And it was a half an hour Maariv. This was in the middle of the year. You find me in half an hour Maariv at 10 o'clock at night anywhere in Beit Shemesh. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, find me a half an hour Maariv. Okay, so these were no babies. And what was his suggestion for a Kabbalah? And this was the only, no, this and. One Kabbalah. Spend 1 minute a day thinking about Avos Yisrael. Went on to explain different options how you can do that. Think about one person every day. Spend a week on one person. Whatever, however you want to do it. 1 minute of Avos Yisrael a day. That's a Kabbalah. That Kabbalah, by the way, will impact on many, many other avos you're doing. You don't get angry at somebody that you really love. You don't speak Lashon Hara about somebody that you really love. You're not jealous. You don't, not don the kafschus. There's a whole bunch of isidarasas that'll get taken care of. You just focus on that. You have to work out for yourself. I'm not giving suggestions. Everybody knows what his problems are. Everybody knows what he needs to do. Let's just summarize very quickly. You have to do the work yourself. But the area of the areas where you know you feel completely vulnerable, you know you're going to go back. You know you go, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's fine. You daven to me to help you and I'll help you. And if you do that, that's a Kabbalah and you did tshuva. There's one kasha here which you have to ask. I mentioned it in passing and I said we'll come back to it. We have to finish with this nekuda. The day after Yom Kippur, I do the Aveira again. What does that do to my tshuva on Yom Kippur? It ruins it. Any other suggestions? It ruins your No. 1 second. No, I'm not talking dafka the thing you took a Kabbalah on. You had 50 things on your plate. You had 50 things on your plate, right? And you did the Kabbalah la'asid using Rav Nissen's Eitzah. Yehi Ratzon Shelo Yechta Oid. So that was the Kabbalah and you did tshuva. You did tshuva on Yom Kippur, right? The one thing you got a Kabbalah and your Kabbalah you're doing on and off. You're working, you're struggling through the year with your Kabbalah. But one of the other things you had a Kabbalah on. The day after Yom Kippur, you do an Aveira. You're nichshelling that again. You spoke Lashon Hara. Let's say your Kabbalah is not stealing, right? You have to walk to the Makolet once a day and not steal. That's your Kabbalah for that. But you also speak a lot of Lashon Hara. And therefore you said Hashem, Shaleo Yechtoi, Yerotzon Shaleo Yechtoi. Right, so you did tshuva. According to this, you were yoytzi the dalit klalim of tshuva. So you yoytzi zah. But the day after you speak Lashon Hara, what does it do to your tshuva from Yom Kippur? Nothing! The tshuva was a tshuva and you got tshuva and kapar and slich and mechila. How does that work?
Tshuva, it's each day, it's not only
but Yom Kippur you have to be yoytzi the chiv of tshuva. Was I yoytzi the chiv of tshuva? If the day after I did the Aveira. 100%. Because it says that Hashem, your day Ta'alu Mois will testify that you won't do the Aveira again. When does he make that testimony? On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, when you're standing on Yom Kippur and you have a deep desire never to do the Aveira again, and you ask Hashem to help you not to do the Aveira again, Hashem testifies now that you'll never do the Aveira again. Not because he's looking into the future. He's judging you now. Your day to alumois. Everybody learns that Rambam. Suddenly they can't translate the word to alumois. Hashem will testify you'll never do the Aveira again. Or what it says. Hashem knows now that you're not going to do the Aveira. There's nothing to do with the future. Hashem judges you by Hashem Usham. He judges you as you are now. If on Yom Kippur you're standing there saying, I don't want to do this Aveira again, help me not do it again. That's Tshuva Gemurah. Tshuva Gemurah. Ah, you did the Aveira again. Maseda. So now you have to do tshuva for that Aveira. You did it, you did the tshuva again. But it doesn't do anything to your Yom Kippur. The Kabbalah that you took on, that you gotta be very careful with. That's this very precious gem that you have here now. This 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever your Kabbalah is, that's your whole life's riding on that Kabbalah now.
Can I ask a question? But the Rambam says it should have Gemara is only when the opportunity comes again and you don't do it. So how does that work? Because you, if you promise you're not going
to
do
that's
it
that's what I'm davening to Hashem to help me. I'm not convinced that with this you'll be makayim that high level of tshuva. But I'll tell you another thing while you've raised it. Most people, I don't have statistics on this, but let's say a lot of people will not be yotzi the chiyuv of tshuva on Yom Kippur. You know why? Because of that. Because the level of tshuva is so high that they'll never get there. So they're not become the mitzvah deraisa of tshuva on Yom Kippur. Forget about that level.
You're saying that is a level that's...
It's not in your range right now. So what am I going to do? So I won't be makam the mitzvah of tshuva? Of course you will. Rav Yosef ben Yomin Pinkas, Shustak and Guzan said, tshuva is to start his Erev Yom Kippur. Tshuva shmooze like this. Tshuva is the easiest mitzvah in the world. Tshuva is the hardest mitzvah in the world. So what do? We focus on the hardest mitzvah in the world and we don't keep it because it's too hard. You can't do it. Focus on the easiest mitzvah in the world. It's very easy to do tshuva. At least be yotzi the mitzvah. So it's only Rabbanut. It's not Mahadran Eide Charedis. But you're so busy waiting for Eide Charedis meat that you just don't eat. Chap. The mitzvah, at least the mitzvah. Keep the mitzvah at its most basic level. Tell Hashem I did this in the Zveira. I really don't want to do it again. Right now I'm not doing it. Yirotzon shelo yech da'oid. Little shovelanu. You have a bit of charata. Once again, happy charata. Little shovelanu. I'm so happy that I discovered it wasn't worth it. Imagine if I didn't realize how not worth this was for me. I'd keep doing it. Imagine if I didn't realize this business deal wasn't a good deal. I'd keep working at this business and go bankrupt. Well, Hashem, I realized this product doesn't sell. It's a gewaldik. Little shovelanu. It wasn't worth buying this product. I lost money on it. So you know what? I won't buy it again. And now you see the mitzvah of tshuva. Now you want to go dargas, go as high as you want. I don't mind. But don't forget to make the mitzvah of tshuva.
It's very nice thing, the pasuk we just read, last Shabbos. Lo v'sham lo v'evel hayam. It's in your heart and it's in your mouth. So what comes from your heart, you should verbalize it.
Excellent. Right. Perfect. Lo v'sham, it's not hard. It's about tshuva there. That Lord v'sham is about tshuva. Zeh lo kasher. The Yetzirah makes it impossibly difficult. You don't do it. Chaval. It's a mitzvah sederaisa. It's the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. It's like not going to listen to Shofar because you don't understand all the halachas of Shofar. You've got to listen to Shofar and I didn't go, why not? Well, I don't understand what the truer and why three truers have to be like two tekiahs and I couldn't, so I didn't go. You're nuts. Go listen to Shofar. Go to Truva. And this works, I promise you now, this works. Baruch did it last year, look how happy he is. You miserable bitch like that. Where are your ancestors from?
Yeah, Russia, Poland, and Germany.
Okay, so you forgive it. You're potter from all of this.
Well, where is your business?
I don't know. In one of the Igeris, it's in one of the Igeris, I don't know which one. 100% it's about Truva. I asked a halachic shala, by the way. I asked this halachically. I'm not interested in hashkofa. I wanted to know halachically whether if you do that, you yotzi the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur, and I was told 100% it yotzi. I said, what happens if I want to do two kabbalas? He told me it's an aveira gomel. Because you want me to become the mitzvah of tshuva then. There are people that can take on more than one kabbalah. I'm not one of them. If you feel you're one of them, and you're sure it's not your Yetzer Hara making you do it, go for it. This Rob that I asked, he showed me in his father's machzor, one of the things he davened for that Hashem should help him keep was in the plural. So I said to him, I don't understand, you just told me not in a way to take on more than one. He said, for you. My father was able to take on two or three.
Your whole life is riding on this one
couple. Your Yom Kippur, not your life.
Right, Kippur. So make sure you choose wisely. But then I thought earlier, Shiva also said, 100%.
Let's say, for example, you're going to take on to learn one Mishnah every day. And one day you forgot, you went to sleep, you woke up this morning, you forgot to learn your Mishnah. So you've got two options. You can either say, I just ruined my whole Yom Kippur, and this is a waste of time, I'm not going to carry on anymore.
Yeah.
Or you can say, you know what, I had a bit of a setback, pick yourself up and go weiter.
No, but what's the Metzias?
The Metzias is...
Tell me how to feel better. Did I ruin my Yom Kippur or not?
No, you didn't.
It's like the guy gets up in the shower this morning, he turns on the light and realizes
you machal Shabbos, do tshuva and move on.
You didn't lose up that whole Shabbos. It doesn't mean you never
Shabbos. That whole tshuva process is relying on this.
Correct. It's relying on you doing. It's relying on you not being perfect as well. You made a mistake, pick up and go fighter. Do tshuva on that if it needs a tshuva.
So if that's true, then why pick a small one and pick a big one?
Because you're not going to mekayim it. You're not going to keep it bichlal. We want to look back over the year and say, yeah, you tell pocheta, kept my kabbalah. Take on a big one, take on a... I don't know. Work it out for yourself. Look back over the year and see, did I really... How much tzliach was I?
You need to feel good about it.
You have to be careful about feeling good also. There can also be a misconception. But you're right. At the end of the day, look back and say, hey, was it better this year than last year?
But didn't you start the whole shit by saying the charata should make you besimcha at the end?
No, the charata doesn't make you besimcha, no. The charata, if you're not besimcha after the charata, it wasn't charata, it was something else.
So there is an element of being besimcha afterwards.
After what?
After doing the teshiva.
Avada, no, he's talking about what happens when you didn't, when you slip up on your Kabbalah, when you don't makan your Kabbalah.
The one Kabbalah.
So you made a mistake, pick up on the fighter. You're not perfect. You're not going to keep this Kabbalah perfectly.
But all those other whole long lists all right around this one.
No, therefore you better make sure that you keep it. It's an incentive to keep it. When you're tired and you don't want to get out of bed to go learn your Mishnah because you went to bed and you forgot. And now you got to get up and you got to go, do I not? Go, one second, the whole Yom Kippur's writing. All right, I'll get up and I'll do it. It's not there to destroy you, it's there to mechazak you, to keep it. But you slipped up, you made a mistake. So fine, get up. So Hashem, I slipped up, back to the drawing board, tomorrow I'm going to keep it. Your answer is going to tell you, you're such a bum, you failed, you're wasted. We'll do it next Yom Kippur. Next Yom Kippur is only 423 days away. Next Yom Kippur, I'll do it, I'll get it right next Yom Kippur. And then next Yom Kippur comes and you know how you're feeling, the way you're feeling now. If you have different experiences with Yom Kippur and you have positive experiences about your Yom Kippur with other ideas, share them, because most people out there don't know what they're doing. Most people out there are miserable on Yom Kippur. It's a chaval. Chaval. So someone wanted to ask something?
I said,
that's quite long.
Been about 5 minutes.
We have to have a mature approach to tshuva. We can't keep doing tshuva like a baby or a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old. Hashem expects us to mature. He expects us to have a mature response and understanding and perspective of ourselves. Why are people screaming Hashem Hashem? Kal Melech Rochel. Why are they screaming? Hashem can't hear you. If you talk normally, why are they screaming? No, I'm asking. It bothers me. Understand now and again you want to give a shrai. Good. I also give a shrai now and again. You want to, you're building up, you give it. But continually, perpetually screaming Hashem Hashem. Why are you screaming? If that's what works for yourself, Gesundheit, go for it. Why are you screaming? And are you even thinking about what you're saying? Fail to think about what you're saying when you're screaming. What are you saying? What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem? You're screaming because he can't hear you? He can hear you. So. We have to grow up at some point here. All right, to be continued.
We appreciate it.
Shabbos Shuva.
Shuva Tfilah.
Stocker. Don't forget Stocker.